Good evening, everybody. This is Mark Welch. Welcome to Swing into Spring from the stage of historic Lovett Auditorium on the campus of Murray State University. Tonight, we're broadcasting live on 91.3 WKMS and have audience members listening live via WKMS.org. Here's a personal hello to Robert and Jean Dupuy in Grosse Pointe, Michigan. To open our show, here's the Murray State University Jazz Band under the direction of Dr. Todd Hill, featuring Brett Chittenden from Salem on piano and Aaron Jones of Dunlap, Illinois on tenor sax with Count Basie straight ahead. Basie straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. The Murray State Jazz Band live from Murray State's Lovett Auditorium. One of the unsung heroes of the big band plays Barry Sax. Now the jazz band will feature their fine baritone saxophonist, Ashley Bowes of Princeton, on Blue Champagne. Ashley Bowes on baritone sax with the Murray State University Jazz Band. We're broadcasting Swing into Spring live from the stage of historic Lovett Auditorium on 91.3 WKMS and WKMS.org. Support comes from contributing listeners and Brushy Fork Creek Gallery and Studio in Crofton, Kentucky. This Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 1 to 5, Brushy Fork presents its 28th annual Spring Festival featuring guest artists with work from Chinese brush painting to blacksmithing, along with wine tasting, barbecue, and Brushy Fork handcrafted pottery. More at brushyforkcreek.com. And now, the news.
It's news time, ladies and gentlemen, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Our sponsor tonight is Guzzler's Gin. It's a smooth drink. You can drink it by itself or with food. Either way, it's a smooth drink. You can get it now. It's legal in Murray, Kentucky.
It's 7:40 and time for the 6 o'clock news.
First in national and international news. In New York, the stock market rose. In Miami, the temperature rose. And in Japan, Tokyo rose.
Here's your weather report. In Washington, the humidity is 1%. In South America, it's chilly today and hot tamale. Tomorrow, there's a 100% chance of weather, and after that, you may expect Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And now, this word from our sponsor, Sunburn Hills.
Folks, Sunburn Hills, just north of town, has those new homes. They have such architectural wonders as a front door, an all-electric kitchen to give you the shock of your life, a spacious basement for such rainy day activities as boating or swimming, a sunken living room plus a 20-foot ladder, only a short walk's distance from the city dump, and of course, a beautiful view of the city sewer system. Call today, 753-4444. Now don't forget, write it down, 759-2222. If you're in Alamo, Kentucky, that number is 12. And now, back with our program.
Thank you, gentlemen. And now here's the Murray State Jazz Band playing a new composition by Gordon Goodwin, Hit the Bricks.
Thank you.
The Murray State University Jazz Band with Chris Abel of Owensboro on guitar. Here's a great little swing tune featuring Aaron Jones that was made popular in the 1950s by saxophonist Jerry Mulligan, a number that was a jam session favorite among musicians of that era and today as well. Written by a piano player by the name of Bernie Miller, the piece became known simply as Bernie's Tune. State University campus. Next on the program is the man with the lowest down horn in the band. He majored in college on the tuba, but Barry Sharp of Shelbyville is going to step forward with his bass trombone to tell us about a girl known as Sweet Lorraine. Thank you. Wasn't that a great job, ladies and gentlemen? Very sharp on the bass trombone with Sweet Lorraine. Here now is what has become a jazz standard from composer Oliver Nelson's classic album, Blues and the Abstract Truth. The Murray State Jazz Band, under the direction of Dr. Todd Hill, on Stolen Moments. Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments. Grant Ellington of Newburgh, Indiana, on the alto sax. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Governor's Gin. It's a smooth drink. Comes in three sizes, large and really big. Just pour yourself some, a smooth drink, Governor's Gin. And now, another sponsor. You know it's only hundreds of days before Christmas. Now to do your Christmas shopping. Not available at any time, not wanted at any time, these classic Christmas songs. done by current popular recording artists such as Stark Naked and the Bare Facts, Joe Commode and the Four Flushers, Todd Hill and the Earthshakers. Yes, here are just a few of those great songs.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire.
And how about this one?
Good King Applesauce looked out and his car was stolen.
And this classic you'll not forget.
Leon Lee. Nowhere.
Yes, these three and many more.
And if you purchased before midnight yesterday, you receive free at no extra cost this great album, which comes in only 8-track format. Greatest flip side songs. Yes, those songs that were on the flip side of million sellers. Dazzle your friends with your collection of these hits.
Come out of the wheat field, Granny. You're going against the grain.
Her father was a moonshiner, but he loved her still.
If I give my heart to you, what's going to pump all this blood of mine?
Come off the stove, Granny. You're too old to be riding the range.
She was just a blacksmith's daughter, but all the horsemen knew her.
I got tears in my ears from lying on my back while crying my eyes out over you.
And come out of the stable, Grandma. You're too old to be horsing around.
Yes, you get all these and two more when you order Great Christmas Hits. You'd expect to pay $12.95, $14.95, even $19.95 for these great collector's items. But now, you can have both Christmas Hits and Great Flipside Songs for just $24.95. So call now. Both operators are waiting. That's 1-800-666-1444-44 in Hawaii. Don't call. Once again, that number is 1-800-333-1212. Call now.
This is WKMS FM 91.3, HD1 and 2 Murray, WKMD 90.9 FM, HD1 and 2 Madisonville, and WKMT 89.5 FM Fulton. We are Murray State University's NPR station. You're hearing Swing Into Spring coming live from the stage of Lovett Auditorium and featuring the Murray State University Jazz Band, Blue Jazz Combo, and Jazz Orchestra under the direction of Dr. Todd Hill. Duke Ellington was the greatest composer in the history of jazz. His compositions for his famous orchestra captured the sounds of Harlem and feature the incredible talents of the wonderful big band he assembled from all over the country. Here is a 1939 opus named for an obscure Harlem pianist, but written to feature bassist Jimmy Blanton, clarinetist Barney Bigard, and the Duke himself at the piano. Jack the Bear, featured tonight, will be our bassist Lauren Ruger of Belleville, Illinois.
Thank you.
University Jazz Band with Jack the Bear, live from Lovett Auditorium on the Murray State campus. Ladies and gentlemen, Murray State University has a rich history of traditions that link generations of all students. All Campus Sing, first held in 1958, is a popular annual student competition featuring choreographed song and dance. All Campus Sing begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow on the steps of Lovett Auditorium. See more at murraystate.edu/campus. The jazz band is now going to take us back to Kansas City and the old Reno Club where Count Basie made his debut. One of the Basie band's early hits was this great swinger by Eddie Durham titled Topsy. Tonight we feature the saxophone section and trumpeter Dustin Wells of Calvert City. Topsy. We're broadcasting Swing into Spring live tonight from beautiful Lovett Auditorium on the Murray State campus. I'm Mark Welch. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Guzzler Gin, a smooth drink. Drink it by itself because you ain't gonna be able to eat anyhow. So drink it down, a smooth drink. It pours smooth, and it drinks smooth. Guzzler's Gin.
Hi, this is Gene Shelley. We're down here in front of the WSUM studios here at WKMS, I should say, down in front of the WKMS studios for our Man in the Street interview program. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, each day at this time, we bring you our Man on the Street interview. Our focus topic for today harkens back to the old days when the show Dallas was just being premiered. And at the end of one of the seasons, one of the major characters got shot. J.R. Ewing got shot, and everybody wanted to know all summer long. It was a big focus of topic for everybody, for Johnny Carson. People wrote about it in fanzines. Who shot JR, they wanted to know. So that's going to be our focus topic for today. Who shot JR? As it was revealed just last night as the show opened its new seat. Oh, here's a gentleman coming on the street now. Excuse me, sir. I'm
I like Pepsi Cola better than Coke.
We're not doing that. This is the Man in the Street interview program. Our focus topic for today, to see how well you keep up with your trivia, is who shot JR?
I don't know. I didn't see nothing. I can't be no witness. I got things I got to do.
Not here. I mean, who on television? You know, on television, the big guy on television, on Dallas on television.
They shot Junior, JR, BR 549.
No, not Junior Samples. No, it's on Dallas on television. You know, tell us in Dallas.
I didn't see it then, because we don't get Dallas. We get Chicago and Atlanta, and pretty good Nashville.
Well, I
hope you found out who shot him.
We'll get right on it. Thank you very much.
Is that your
ride?
That's my vehicle. We hunt in it.
Hunt. I see. That's an interesting looking vehicle. I don't think I've ever seen that particular color before. What is that?
Primer.
I see. Yes. So you say you hunt in it? You go hunting?
Well, yeah, we go hunting. Well, this time is only a couple of days in the whole season because it's really rare.
It is. Well, I don't have anybody else to interview down here in the street this morning. Tell us, so it's rare, but isn't it turkey season?
No, it ain't turkey.
You're not going hunting? Oh, I know, deer.
Not deer. We just had that one. It's over. You don't know much, and you don't know who shot that JR fella either.
I don't really. Duck.
No,
I mean, is it duck season?
Oh, no, it's not. Let me just tell you what it is.
All right.
We're going to go out and hunt some swades.
Swade?
I just said that, didn't I?
Yes, but you see, when you say suede, I think of, it's sort of a fabric. It's made in shoes.
That's where they get the stuff from. In Kentucky, we got the one-eyed brown suede. And of course, down around Memphis, they had some, but they're extinct now. There ain't many of them called the blue suede. Yeah, and out there in Colorado, we got albinos. Yeah, the white bucks, they call them.
I see, yes. So you're going out, well, it must be difficult to hunt them, I guess.
Like I said, they got the one eye, and they're a cyclop, you know.
Cyclop?
Cyclop, yeah. But they can hear like bats. They got that sonar stuff.
They have acute hearing.
Well, I don't know how cute they are, but they can hear really well. So it's hard to sneak up on them.
So I guess you can't use hunting dogs.
Well, you can, but they got to be special dogs.
Special dogs?
Yeah, mute dogs work.
Mute?
Either that or you spend all day saying, hush, puppy.
I see, yes.
Hey, I'm going to have to go now, but I hope you find out who shot that JR fella.
Well, we'll make every effort, and thanks. And now, back to our studios and Dr. Bob Lochte.